Philip Sample, PI, the certificate today's date is 12/04/2023. Dictation is from Mr. James Barnes. Barnes spells B-A-R-N-E-S. James spells J-A-M-E-S. Date of birth is 07/08/1978. And this is a 45-year-old gentleman here for routine follow-up. Here, next paragraph. Mr. Barnes has a history of opioid use disorder, hypertension. Is here for follow-up for these conditions and medication. Refill, he states, since his last visit, he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today says he has no complaints. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed. Compared to last visit, no changes. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert-oriented. No acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 status is 100% room air. Blood pressure 151/92. Pulsate is 7. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.7. Period. Next paragraph. H-E-N-T normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Skin abrasions, lacerations, macules, papules, no vesicles, or bullae. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is soft, no tendon organ, maybe no rebound guarding. Period. Next paragraph. Spleen is no abnormality, no palpable mass or tenderness. Period. Next paragraph. Liver, no tenderness, the palpation in the right upper quadrant or other parts of his abdomen. Normal bowel sounds. No visible peristalsis. Period. No rigidity. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, bears weight well with no anthalgic gait. Period. Next paragraph. Neural alert oriented times 3. Cranial nerves 2/10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions in normal. Mood and affect in normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is opioid use disorder. Number 2, hypertension. Number 3, medication refill. Period. Next paragraph. PMP aware was reviewed. Data from PMP aware revealed no evidence of drug seeking behavior or medication diversion. Period. Next paragraph. Patient's medication was refilled as follows. Suboxone 8/2 SL film. He will take 1 film SL BID for 30 days, number 60/60. Next medication, lisinopril 10 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Patient was strongly encouraged to return within a month or so to have labs drawn. He said he didn't have the funds for it today. And we talk about, patient was educated on the importance of having labs drawn when on lisinopril and any other medication, as this medication could affect his endorgans. Period. He said you understand, and we'll have the labs drawn within the next month or so. Period. Next paragraph. Urine drug screen was done in the clinic. Urine drug screen is positive for Suboxone, which he takes as part of this program. All other unauthorized substances were negative. Period. Next paragraph. Patient's medications were refilled as follows. Suboxone 8/2 milligrams SL film. You will take 1 film SL daily. Correction, 1 film SL PID for 30 days, number 60. No refills. Next medication, lisinopril, 10 milligrams, 1 PO TID. Correction, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next paragraph, patient was educated on his condition, and we talk about the importance of lifestyle changes, period. He said we'd be back to have his labs drawn. He was given the cost for these studies, and he says he will take care of it the next visit or before. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.